Hi there, my name is Susan Ibach, and I want to share with you a little Visual Studio trick to help make you a little more productive. This time, I want to show you the task list window. A lot of you may not have seen it before. If it's not showing up now inside Visual Studio, you can bring it up by going to the View menu and choosing Task List to display it. So I'm going to have to do that now because it's not displaying in my Visual Studio by default, or I may have closed it to save on some space. I've set it up to dock at the bottom of my window, down beside the output window. Now, what I can do with the task list, by default, it generally lists what we call user tasks. And this is literally to-do list, things you want to remember to do later. And that's fine, there's certainly can be useful. It's a little confusing how you add new tasks. You actually have to go way over here in the right-hand corner, and you'll see there is, sorry, it's going to move in a little bit there. You'll actually see that there's a little button there, and that's actually how you add new items to your to-do list. So if I go and click on that, I can say, go get a coffee, or I can add another item to ask Mary for the list of error codes, and I can add them as much as I want. I can change their priority. This is a high priority. Getting my coffee might be a low priority. I can sort them. By priority, by whether or not they've been completed. When one of the tasks is completed, I've gone and got my coffee, I can mark it as complete, or if it's starting to get cluttered, I can delete it. Okay, that's fine, but we have a lot of different ways of tracking to-do lists. So I'll be honest, I don't use it for that feature myself. What I like is the other option in the task list window. If you select from the drop-down list comments, you can actually add comments to your code to mark where there are things you need to come back and fix or change. So if I have this class I haven't completed yet, and I still have to say add list of properties here, these two employee to this class. Now, just adding a comment to my code doesn't automatically make it something on the to-do list. That's a good thing because hopefully you have a fair number of comments in your code and you don't want every single comment to appear as a to-do. What you have to do is there are some specific tokens, keywords, you put at the beginning of the comment string, and then Visual Studio will automatically recognize that these are items to add to your task list. You can add the word to-do. And when you hit the Enter key, you'll notice at the bottom of the screen here in my task list, sure enough, that comment has now been added to my task list because of that token keyword to-do that I put at the beginning. You can add, if you have another class, you need to make some changes too. I need to to-do add code to connect to database. Soon as I hit the Enter key, once again, it's automatically added to the task list because I used that to-do keyword at the beginning of the comment string. There are other comment strings you can add as well. For example, undone. This class is not complete. And undone is also a recognized keyword that will add it to the task list. What I really like about this feature is if I do have the task that's open, I can double-click on any of these items and it will automatically navigate to that comment in my code. So when I've got 10 or 15 files in my project and I can't remember where I was working on, or I have to leave at the end of a day, and I want to mark where there's code that needs to be worked on, this gives me a really easy way of just adding a quick comment to my code, and then when I come in the morning, I can quickly take a look at my task list and navigate to the sections of the code that I haven't completed yet. Now, I'm sure some of you are wondering, how did I know that undone and to-do were the magic keywords? Well, turns out those are options you have in Tools Options under Environment Task List. But I can never remember how to find things in Tool Options. So to remember where to change the options for Task List, I'm just going to go up to the Quick Launch bar in the top right-hand corner of my screen, and I'm going to type the word Task List. So when I do that, you'll see that I get a list back of places in Visual Studio where I can modify changes for the task list, including the Tools Options Environment Task List. That's where I want to go. So I'm going to navigate to that through the Quick Launch. And you see a window that appears and it lists all the predefined options. So hack is a keyword you can use, to do, undone, unresolved merge conflict, and you can even add your own. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to add a new token called get help. And I'm going to use this whenever I have code that I can't complete because I have to go ask somebody else for help on how to do it. So I'm going to add that by just typing in a new token name and clicking the add button. And now I see it included in the list of tokens. So now if I go to my code and I'm anywhere at all in my code and I say get help, ask John how to do the form validation. And again, because I've added that as a token, that now shows up in my to-do list because I've created it as a valid token. And still, again, what's great is at any time I can navigate between the different pieces of code, but I have to go back and modify. So there you go, the task list, a perhaps little known but very handy little feature you can use to quickly identify and navigate to unfinished sections of your code. Have fun with it.